Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Doraville. It's part of Atlanta now. I don't know if you can find Doraville. There's a sign there somewhere, but it's kind of been absorbed by Atlanta. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Atlanta Rhythm Section singing about their hometown. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check those out. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, author of Look Up America. That's his new book, more coming out. He's a very prolific writer and financial expert. He's been helping people with their investments since you knew Mr. Dow, didn't you, Gary? Or was it Jones? Was it
not
Jones?
Hardly.
Was it Jones you were closest to? I always forget which one of those were your buddies. But
78, Jim.
He's not quite that. He's not quite that old. But we've known him for almost 17 years. Gary, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the disconnect, folks. That may be about to happen. A bubble? Is there an asset bubble on Wall Street? Is there a collapse about to happen? Gary, you've been reading about this. You're following some pretty smart people in addition to yourself, and a lot of folks are getting jittery, aren't they?
Yes, and they should be, Jim. As I said, the indexes. Let me give you an example. Warren Buffett's favorite stock market indicator is to compare the value of all the stocks in America to our gross domestic product. In 1980, when Ronald Reagan put in the supply-side economics I was talking about, that percentage was 40%, Jim. Okay.
How is that calculated again?
You take the total stock market capitalization.
Right.
Okay. And you divide it by the gross domestic product.
Okay. So all the money that shareholders have invested into publicly traded stocks.
In 1980, it was 40%. Ronald Reagan realized that we did not have enough supply side in the country.
Right.
And so he instituted policies that were tax cuts for the affluent who could put money in the stocks and bonds and so on. And it worked, Jim. And it went up and up and up until 1999. We had 150%.
Right.
It went up fourfold. Okay. But it was too much of a good thing, Jim. Because anytime it gets up to 100%, John Templeton and Warren Buffett say you need to think about selling stocks.
Right, right.
Because the average
is anything above that is monopoly money.
Yeah, it's monopoly money.
So what is the number now?
120%.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and in 2009, it got down to 60%.
So all these years, all these last two or three years, I've been saying that we had an asset bubble, and I was basing it based on the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. Yeah. I was singing Reagan's tune without realizing that's what I should be saying. You're saying, but we've been saying the same thing.
Yeah, and here's the problem, Jim. You've heard that since the Great Recession, 90% of the economic gains in the country have gone top 1%, and that's somewhat true. Okay, they don't go out, Jim. They don't need to buy an extra shirt or whatever like you and I do if we get a bonus.
Right.
They put the money in the stock market and in the bond market.
They reinvest their dividends.
They reinvest the dividends, and that's the idea, of course. But the problem is we've got so much of that today I believe the problem is our average person, the man on Main Street, if you want to use that language, can't afford to buy what is being produced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, especially you got China online and so on. Now that's holding down consumer prices, so we have no inflation. But where the inflation has happened is in the stock and bond market.
Mm-hmm.
And what intelligent people like last week, David Stockman, who was Ronald Reagan's budget director, is now an investment banker. He told Reagan when he started he was going to blow up the deficit, and everybody kind of laughed at him. He was right. And then when the Cold War ended and the Berlin Wall fell, he said now the budget will be okay, and everybody laughed at him, but he turned out to be right again. Now he's saying we're in for a stock market crash because the Federal Reserve and the world's central banks have just produced so much money out there that's gone into these markets that they've just been
building. And Gary, I got to say this. I was warning about this. I've got the articles to prove it with date stamps on them, Gary. I was warning about this 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
You know I was, because we've talked. I've talked about it with you on the show. Even though I'm not the technical expert, even though I don't have the chops that you do on Wall Street, my instincts, just watching the marketplace, watching how things are going, were telling me that Wall Street was manipulating their earnings to drive the share price, and the Fed money and the earnings that they were making were not being transferred to the economy. They were being recirculated on Wall Street through consolidation, through buying back shares,
Buying back shares, Jim. There are companies out there today that have tons of money in the bank, and they are borrowing money at today's low interest rates so that they can announce share buybacks, which,
right,
when you reduce the number of shares outstanding and your earnings, you know, your sales,
yep,
and stuff, they've stable even, that increases your profit per share.
That's right.
Which makes the stock market go
and
up.
And it helps whoever's left in the shares, a shareholder, benefits.
The shareholder, and then guess who gets compensated based on share price?
The CEO, the guy who made the decision.
The CEO, you got it.
Yeah,
so they're,
yeah,
doing very,
that's,
well.
That's the reason I've been complaining about how some of these people are being, how they're being compensated, and if that makes me a progressive, so be it. But I'm a Main Street progressive. I'm a marketplace
Well, more and more people are coming around to that understanding, Jim. You were ahead of your time because you understand business and such. But it's happening. We're seeing populist movements in the United States that are catching hold. Like, I never, Elizabeth Warren and the socialists running for president and stuff, I never thought we would see people like that get such national attention.
Gary, I want your website. When we come back, I want to talk about a little bit more about that. Give us your website, please.
Financialseminary.org.
And they can find your books, all about their books there, too, can't they?
Amazon.
Look up America. Folks, buy Spiritual Investments. You'll thank me later. That's the first one. I love it. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.